many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Got a lot of calls today. Seems there was a bunch of listeners last night just didn't get it. They had no idea what I was doing. I wonder why I was playing music for the whole hour and it was the same thing. Some people just never get it, I guess. And I don't understand why. We're going to be taking your calls all hour tonight. 520-333-4578. Phones are open. And you can just say whatever you want to say. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't care. It's all right with me. I'll tell you one thing. There's some pretty good movies coming up pretty soon. Ken sent me a CD, as he is wont to do, with a bunch of movie trailers, upcoming movie trailers in QuickTime. He lives right there. Right there where they make these things, and his wife works for a major studio. So he gets these trailers, puts them in QuickTime, and sends them to me. And I sit down at the Apple and watch them. And, God, there's some really neat stuff coming up. And there's one real scary one about some people get caught in an avalanche and they go down in this crevasse and they send 6 people up to rescue them. If the movie's anything like the trailer, you're going to be scared to death for the whole movie. I mean, just petrified, sitting on the edge of your seat. Incredible stunt stuff. That's way beyond the norm. Scary. At least I thought it was. I thought it was the... You know, it's the kind of movie that will keep you riveted to the screen and keep your seat right on the edge of your chair, and your heart will be pounding. 520-333-4578 is the number. Phones are open, and going to take your calls for the whole hour. Open topic, open phones, open subject, open evening, open mouth. Speak, O learned one. Hello?
Hi, Bill. This is Tom over here at B6U. How are you doing?
Hi.
Your feed is getting very distorted, very fuzzy sounding.
Nothing I can do about it. Unless,
well,
you want to hook...
You know, because it keeps cutting out and sounds very fuzzy. I've tried my different phone feed amps here.
Well, you want to try another hookup?
Yeah, sure.
That's the only thing I know to do.
Okay.
Okay, unhook
it. You might want to check whatever is driving your phone system there and see if that's tuned properly or whatever.
Driving the phone system?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
you
I haven't changed
your phone.
I haven't changed anything. Everything is exactly the same as it's always been, every single night, you know, like forever.
All right, well,
nothing's...
it's very fuzzy sounding, very distorted.
Well, let's not talk about it. Let's either reconnect or fix it, one or the other. I haven't changed anything here. There's nothing here that's different than it's always been.
All right.
Absolutely nothing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, all right. Disconnect me right now. Disconnect me right now, and I'm going to reconnect. Okay?
All right.
I hate this. I hate this, my cracky. Here we go. Little pause, folks. Okay, here we go. there? Why is it busy? Hello? Hello? Technical difficulties. Don't you just love it? Come on, Tom. Try it again. Lost you. All I got was a busy signal. Well, folks, I don't know if that did it or not. I hope it did. If it did, then we should be on the air right now. I suspect a bad phone line or something on that end. There's nothing changed here at all. Nothing. Are you still there, caller? Hello? Caller's gone. Well, 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, this is much better now. We can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Over in Ohio, anyway. Well, as far as your note counting went last night, I was wondering what you do for notes that aren't there. You just make one up and put it in? Is that how we count notes, or is that just a Florida thing?
Well, you know, whenever that happens, if we catch it, then we got to go back and start over because we can't count votes that weren't there that all of a sudden are.
Ah.
You know, those notes, if you know how music's written, you stick an extra note in there without adjusting the other notes, then you got some strange music.
Yeah. Well, I went up here to call my Board of Elections here in Ohio and just asked the lady, you know, how many people voted in my county, and then out of those votes, how many didn't vote for president at all, you know, and out of 101,000 we had cast in my county, over 1,000, you know, went ahead and voted, but selected nobody for president.
Yeah, well, people do that.
And they're not even taking that into consideration in Florida, you know. I heard some woman on the news.
Florida is a deception. They're going to do anything and everything they can to manufacture votes. There's nothing fair or legal or lawful or normal about anything that they're doing in the state of Florida.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this. This is the weirdness.
This is Karl Marx reincarnated.
Yes.
Karl Marx would love this. So would...
Joe Goebbels.
So would Goebbels, yeah. So would Lavrenti Beria and a whole bunch of others. Fidel Castro is probably down there, you know, just rolling on the floor. He's probably laughing his head off. Hello?
Yes, sir.
You can't have dead air. You either got to talk
or
go bye-bye.
I was waiting for you to finish, Bill. Well, let me get off and let somebody else get in there.
Okay.
I just wondered what you did with notes that weren't there.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
All right, good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. And we're going to take your calls for the whole hour tonight. Talk about whatever you want. Open topic, open phone, open subject, open mouth. Speak, O learned one.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
This is Jeffrey from New Orleans.
I recognize your voice.
Okay. Let me fill you in on a comparison to an election that was held in Louisiana in 1996 between Woody Jenkins and Mary Landrieu. Do you remember those details?
No, I don't.
All right. Mary Landrieu, as you know, is now in the U.S. Senate. But there was the same kind of question concerning fraud in the election of 1996 when Woody Jenkins questioned the results of the election. My eyewitness, Leo Champagne, who participated in the recount, pointed out that the recounts were done in time for getting the evidence to the court. Yet despite considerable evidence of voter fraud, people being dragged to the polls who were not registered, and a whole bunch of other irregularities, Woody Jenkins was disallowed from having a recount by the courts, and John McCain from the Republicans refused to consider the evidence brought up by Mr. Champagne and others. Now, the point is that that what we're seeing here in the election is the shoe on the other foot. With Al Gore pulling all the stunts, even after the courts have decided against his cause. The whole difference is, of course, that Woody Jenkins was on, shall we say, the conservative side of the list, and we all know what Gore is as far as that goes. But the real, but as far as I'm concerned, we both know that Bush is no better than Gore in terms of the New World Order, because he's already appointing James Baker and a bunch of other former Bushites, that is, his father's people, back into cabinet positions.
Well, of course, he's his father's son.
Well, of course, and he is skull and bones and the rest of it.
Yeah.
So, as far as I am concerned, I'm glad I voted for Harry Brown, and after all, I was tempted to vote for Buchanan, but when he wouldn't participate in those debates, he confirmed what you said about him, that he was there to lose the election.
Yep.
So I switched over to Brown, and I'm glad I did. But now we'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out, because there is a possible scenario that Clinton could use to stay in power.
No way. There is no way in the world that Clinton can stay in office beyond the day that he's supposed to leave.
True, he could leave, but he could be reappointed as vice president by another administration, and then come back in if the president who appoints him decides to get out.
I don't think that could ever possibly happen. I don't think anyone would even consider it.
Well, they're already considering in terms of the 25th Amendment.
Well, they're way ahead of the game. They've already got the vice president. They've already got a president. One of these two guys is going to be in the White House when they're supposed to.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, I figured I'd let you know about these possibilities and about the comparison with 1996.
Okay.
So we'll let other people come in and see how things go throughout this rest of this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Excuse me, folks. I got a little cold, so if you hear me coughing, that's why. I'm a little tickle in my throat tonight. I've seen these emails and websites all over the internet claiming that Clinton has engineered this whole thing so he won't have to leave office, and he's going to still be there, you know, to be the next president. And I got to tell you, you know, there's a lot of people out there who aren't playing with a full deck of cards. There's nothing between your ears. If you just sit down and read the law, you'd find out that cannot happen, not in a million years. The only way it could happen is for Clinton to throw the Constitution and the law in the trash can, declare himself dictator, and he would have to have the military behind him. Now, after the last 8 years of destroying the military and having everybody in the military absolutely hating his guts and being a draft dodger, now just what do you stupid jerks think is the chances of the military supporting Clinton if he declared himself dictator? I mean, sometimes I think this, it goes beyond sheeple. It's like stupid, dumb, idiot, jerk, you know, rocks. It's like they're rocks. At least sheeple have a brain, even if they can't use it. You know, a rock don't even have a brain. I mean, just sleeping there forever. That's why when somebody asked me how, you know, if I slept well, I thought, yeah, I slept like a rock. Good evening. You're on the air.
I'm going to change the subject here a little bit.
That's fine. It's open topic. You can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah. I just received from the Sea Crane Company a radio catalog.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening on a very beautiful set with a very extensive antenna system, and every night you are jammed. But Monticello, Maine, an hour before you come on.
Wait, whoa. I don't take reception reports. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
So why waste the airtime that I'm paying for? Somebody's listening out there, and I want, you know, talk about something else.
It has to do with the FCC.
I don't take air checks.
Okay?
Talk about something else. If you want to talk about that, call WBC. They can do something about it. I can't.
Do you have their numbers?
I'm trying to do a radio broadcast here, folks. 520-333-4578. Don't waste my time and yours by calling in to tell me how well you can hear or how bad you can't hear or what the static is or anything. Right now, we're in the middle of one of the biggest solar storms on record. Solar storms destroy radio reception, especially shortwave. So I wouldn't be too eager to say that we're being jammed, although we might be, because I've been jammed before. But, you know, I can't do anything about it. If you've got a radio direction finder, pinpoint the jamming site, you know, pinpoint your position on a map, draw a bearing to the direction of the jamming signal, and send me the map, and we'll take care of those suckers, believe me. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, well, this is Mike in Philadelphia.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
I have a question for you. I would like to know, what is the 33rd degree of Freemasonry? I heard you talk about it before where you said something like the Grand Inspector General is linked. Well, you said the King of Earth?
What? You weren't listening to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who you were listening to, but you sure weren't listening to me.
Oh, okay. Now, what is the 33rd degree?
You don't have time to even learn that in the amount of time that you're going to be on this telephone.
Oh, okay.
You need to go and listen to the Mystery Babylon series on the Internet. That's why I put them there. It's 43 hours, I think. 42 hours.
Now, how much would that cost to listen through the Internet?
I don't know. Go to the website and find out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have no idea. Depends on how many credits you purchase. It can cost as little as 50 cents per broadcast if you do it right. I don't know how you want to do it. You buy one credit and it costs a lot more. But I don't run that stuff, so I don't know. And, you know, I'm not a salesman. I'm just trying to do a job. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's all in that series. If you want to know about Freemasonry and the other secret societies, the Brotherhood, the Illuminati, go listen to the Mystery Babylon series. That's why I made it, and that's why we put it on the website. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we'll sit here and wait for the next call. If there is no next call, I'll just go to bed. Well, I got to cue up some going to bed music here. Let me see. Track two. That looks like a good one. Ah, somebody calling. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello? Chicken plucker. Goodbye. 520-333-4578 is the number. If we don't get any calls, I'm going to bed. It's a participation program tonight, folks. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, Bill. I couldn't hear you. Hey, listen, I want to ask you...
Turn your radio off.
Right. I wanted to ask you, this new thing going that's been aired about... if this thing has to go to the Senate and the Congress and the Senate about picking a vice president, why not? Have you heard anything on that?
Read your Constitution. It's all there.
Okay. All right.
It's written in English. Very easy to understand. We've talked about it a million times on this broadcast. You should have a copy of the Constitution if you're an American.
I do.
Well, you do? How come you can't read it?
I've misplaced it.
Don't bullshit me. Get out of here. God. Misplaced it. Oh, yeah, I got one. Well, how come you can't... I misplaced it. You never had one to start with. You're a bullshit artist. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. Can I change it a little bit?
Sure. It's open topic. I hope you show a little more intelligence than the last few callers, though.
I hope so. I made an inquiry to my state assembly about a national wildlife refuge that has just recently been in place, and this is the response that I got. Just one sentence. We've been advised that this land has never been owned by the state. Back to pre-World War II, this land was military and used as an airstrip. The military declared it surplus, and as a result, has since become a wildlife preserve. And I tried to explain to these morons that once the military stopped using it, jurisdiction automatically goes back to the state.
Well, maybe the military never owned it. Did you ask them to show you a deed?
Yeah. I've asked them for the session of the state legislature, for jurisdiction, for...
They have to produce it. If they can't produce it, they can't have a wildlife place. They can't steal land.
I know. That's why I'm pushing them. I'm pushing them.
Push them. They tell them they have to show a deed. They have to show who owns it. And right. I'll bet you they can't.
I bet you they can't either.
In fact,
I'm harassing them.
In fact, I'd be willing to bet a lot of money that they can't, tell you the truth. Yeah, make them show a deed. Tell them if they own the land, then they must have a deed. If they don't have a deed, they don't own the land.
Okay.
And take them to court. Make them produce the deed.
Good idea.
Yeah, damn good idea, don't you think? Get a whole bunch of people together, you know, pool your money. It doesn't cost much to take them to court. Make sure you got somebody there that understands court procedure. And or they'll go in and request a dismissal, and you won't know how to respond to that, and you know the judge will throw it out for lack of response or something like that. So make sure you got your proverbial rocks in the same bag.
Right.
Go get them.
Okay.
Get those puke-faced lying bastards. Tie them to a tree.
Sounds like fun.
Okay. It is fun. It's great fun. Yeah, you can make them scared to death. That's why they ultimately came after me. I had the IRS pinned to the wall. I took them to court, and I was winning. They'd perjured themselves three times already. They could not produce the documents that I request. The judge was ordering them to produce it, so they had to go to a grand jury and lie to the grand jury to get an indictment against myself and my wife so that we couldn't continue the case in court against them. And see, no court in the world, if they're legitimate, would allow them to do that. They would have made them wait until they proved their case in court before they could go and file anything against us. Because we were right all along. But that's how they stopped us.
Right.
So go get them.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get some people together. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, be fearless, like me.
I try. I'm not up to your level, sir, but...
Well, get there. Get there. All it takes is a stout heart and a purpose.
Yeah, well, I try to make sure I know what I'm talking about before I talk to these people. So.
Yeah, well, do it.
And it's fun. It's fun to watch them squirm.
Yeah, give us reports.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff I love to hear about.
Okay, great.
Okay?
All right, you have a good night, sir.
You too. Go get them.
All right, God bless you.
520-333-4578 is the number. Going to be taking your calls this evening. It's a participation time. It's time for you to do your part. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
Great. I understand you're into photography, too.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah. I'm just getting into this whole thing myself. Student in college, and it's pretty exciting. Black and white photography.
Oh, yeah. That's I like that probably the best, but it's only great if you have a darkroom.
Well, there you go. Now, luckily, I have access to the darkroom there at the college, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's really something, and I heard you talking one time about Ansel Adams, and
I've seen
some of his work, and I would have liked to have seen that museum you went to with all the gray card effect.
Oh, that was absolutely magnificent. It just made everything like three-dimensional. And, you know, you see pictures of his prints and books, and you think, wow, that's incredible. I got to tell you, there is none of his prints in any book that's ever been printed that even remotely comes close to seeing one of his prints right there in front of you.
Oh, sure. I mean, how could you try to duplicate an artist like that?
Well, you can't. All of his prints have a three-dimensional effect, and the color of the prints, he selenium-toned everything, and the color is incredible. You don't think of black and white having a color, but these do. They have a living... a life about them that's just incredible.
All the professionals swear by black and white, you know.
Well, all film medium is important and good, and you can do great things with color. I saw a Cibachrome print in a gallery in Hawaii one time that had the same effect as an Ansel Adams print, only this was color. You know what Cibachrome is?
Yes.
Maybe. And it was like you could just walk right into it. It was incredible. Yeah. Whoever, I don't remember, I knew then, but I don't remember who did it. But I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Do you do any developing yourself?
Oh, yeah. The studio is in my darkroom. I'm in my darkroom right now. That's why you've heard reference. Sometimes I've had guests in here on the radio, and they've made reference to staring at a black wall. I'm standing in front of this microphone staring at a black wall.
That's what that's all about, huh?
Yeah, that's what that's all about. This is the darkroom.
So do you develop color also? Or?
Yeah, I do it all. Nothing is being done in here right now because I had to pack up all my darkroom stuff to put the studio in here when I moved it in here.
I see.
But very quickly, now that the other room has been finished for a long time, we're going to be carting stuff out of there, and all this stuff is going to come out of the darkroom. The darkroom is going to be used for what it was meant to be used for, and the studio will be in the other room, in the big room.
So you deal with filtration?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still relatively new to this. I've got an exam on some of that stuff tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And what can you give me for a tip?
For what tip?
On filtration.
Filtration for what?
For an enlarger. To light or darken a picture.
Oh, you're talking, well, you understand variable contrast paper. That's what you're talking about?
That's what I'm using.
The higher the number, the more contrast. The lower the number, the less contrast.
I'm using an AGFA paper right now, and it's, what the heck is it?
But you see, I can't.
Oh, this is multi-contrast semi-matte variable contrast paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you what contrast filter to use unless I see your negative. It depends upon the negative as to what contrast filter you're going to use with that paper.
Sure.
So if you got a flat negative and it's of somebody walking in fog on a dreary rainy day,
right?
You don't want to give it any contrast because that's the kind of effect you want. However, if you have a negative where the print is supposed to be contrasty, but the negative is flat and doesn't have any contrast, then you want to use a higher filter with the paper. The higher the filter, the more the contrast.
Yeah, so they go from the double odd up to 4, I think.
Yeah. Four's the highest, but I've never used a 4 on anything ever.
Okay.
But I'm pretty good at making a good negative in the camera too.
Uh huh. Well, great. It's been good talking to you. Hopefully, I'll use one of those tips tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I don't know if there are any tips. I mean, it's just I probably didn't say anything different than what your instructor did.
Well, sometimes hearing it from a different source helps out.
Yeah.
I know. I've listened to you talk on it before, and you're pretty clear about things. So it's good talking to you, and take care of yourself. I'm going to cut out of here.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Taking your calls. Phones are open. It's open topic. Talk about whatever you want. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, on the subject of Christianity.
Yeah.
You mentioned specifically about Jesus Christ. Quotations from Jesus as being the primary source of Christianity.
That's correct.
Which Bible verse?
Listen to me very carefully. Christianity, what does that mean?
Christ.
That means followers of Christ, right? That means those who follow Christ. Okay?
Right.
So one would think that if you're following Christ, you better know what it was that he said.
Right. Is there a specific
no.
part of the Bible you would...
Of course, the New Testament. That's the only place you're going to find anything he ever said.
Okay, but King James or New American Standard or NIV or...
Well, the only true and correct is if you go back to the original, and the original, believe it or not, was written in Aramaic.
Yeah.
And then it was translated into the Greek and Hebrew and other languages, and every time somebody has translated those original writings, they have, mistranslated words. Even the King James, even as careful as they are purported to have been, there are mistranslations in the King James Bible. So if you understand that, and just double-check against the original, you can do that. You don't have to go learn Aramaic. I mean, you can use a concordance. You can go to the root of the words. You can, all kinds of things you can do to find the correct meanings. For instance, in the King James volume Bible, it talks about the end of the world. In the original writings, it was not the end of the world. It was the end of the age.
Right. Okay, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Oh, that just makes a lot of people hot when you say that. Oh, the King James Version is inviolable. It is the true word of God. It is the best translation. And when they say that, they're probably right. It probably is the best. And here's the key word, folks. Translation. But there are errors. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned the other night that one of the churches had bought the PepsiCo.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Mormon church?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. That stirs up people, too. Boy, they don't like to hear that. They'll participate in hypocrisy and pretend that it's not happening, but it's true. They don't like to hear it. They don't want anybody talking about it. But when you listen the hour of the time, you get the truth. And, you know, I'm not picking on the Mormon church. All of these huge churches are steering people down the primrose path. They really are. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Goodbye, chicken plucker. No guts. No guts. No courage. No nothing. No mind. No brains. Poor little feller. Playing with his telephone. If he keeps doing that, he's going to go blind. 520-333-4578 is the number. Folks, if you can't speak, don't call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Turn off your radio.
Hello?
Turn off your radio. Goodbye. Can you believe this? Every radio talk show in the world says over and over and over again, when you call, turn off your radio. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. I used to know you a couple years ago. I used to call you all the time. My name's Carl. Anyway.
I get thousands of phone calls from thousands of people.
Well, okay. I want to ask for some help. Before, I used to read all that information I used to get from you in the mail and everything.
Like what? We didn't send information in the mail.
Well,
the only thing we sent was our catalog.
Okay, but I used to read all kind of stuff what to do, and, you know, in this time of the, you know.
You didn't get it from us. We never sent anybody anything like that. Never.
All right, but I just need some help, okay?
Well, what is it?
Okay, a couple years ago, up in where I live, someone attacked me and smashed me on my head. So beyond that, I can't read anymore. So what can I do to help out people without being able to read? I cannot read anything. What can I do? I got my whole house set up. I have all the equipment I need, you know, the kerosene heaters stored and everything, and food stored and water stored and everything. But what can I do when you can't read?
What is it that you want to do?
I don't know. I studied electronics for years and years, and I can't do that anymore because I can't read. I just want to help us, you know? I want to help this country. I want to help everybody. I don't know what to do anymore.
Find somebody that can read for you. That's what I would do.
Just find somebody to help you read.
Yeah.
But beyond reading, is there some other thing I can do? Isn't there anything
I don't understand. What is it that you want to do?
I want to help this country. I want to help us.
The best thing to do is find out what the truth is and teach it to other people. Wake them up.
Okay.
Now don't try to shove it down their throat. You know, leave stuff laying around. Casually mention things in conversation. And if you do it right, people will say, well, what's that? You know, and then you can lead them into a conversation and tell them about it.
Okay, very interesting.
But make sure you know what you're talking about and make sure you always tell the truth.
Okay. Thank you. I understand about telling the truth.
Yeah.
Very good.
And don't spread rumors.
Rumors, of course not.
Well, that's what most people do. Most people spend their whole life spreading rumors. They wouldn't know the truth if it hit them upside the head, you know, as hard as an atomic bomb. They wouldn't know the truth.
No, for many years I listened to your broadcast. For many, many years I used to do all kind of neat stuff you used to tell us to do. But now I'm just rejected. I can't do nothing anymore.
What do you mean rejected? Just because you can't read, that doesn't mean you're rejected. What do you mean?
I was in the hospital for months and months. I finally got out, and the government unfortunately got me this silly job. You work with your hands. That's the only thing I can do right now.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's work, isn't it?
Yes, it's work, and I get paid and all, but I just want to read someday in my future, but it's a disaster.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, get somebody that can read to you or read for you.
Well, here's my question is it important to read, or can you do things without reading? You know what I mean? Because I know things from the past. I'm slowly getting my memory back. They took part of my brain out. I'm starting to remember the past, remembering things, what to do. Should I just go and do them and use my heart, or what?
Well, I don't know what it is you want to do. I'm not going to tell you to do something if I don't know what it is.
I mean, what?
You know,
I mean, as,
I have no idea what's going on in your mind.
I just want to know what to do in the future to save this world, to save everybody. That's what I want to know.
I've already told you the best thing that you can do is help educate other people.
And tell them what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen, neither do I.
Well, on your old shows, the things you used to describe and tell us about, tell them that stuff, right?
Well, if you can prove what you're saying, yes.
Because I recorded your shows. I have hundreds and hundreds of them on tape because I used to tape you all the time. Now, those I can listen to because I know how to work those machines,
yeah.
But I just can't read.
Well, you know, either you're going to learn to read again at some and I'll tell you something. You can do that. Patricia Neal, who's is a great actress, and if you want to see her, she was in, she was in HUD. She played the housekeeper in HUD. She was also in The Day the Earth Stood Still, which is a classic movie. She had a stroke.
Okay.
And she couldn't move any of her limbs. She couldn't speak. She couldn't see. She couldn't walk. She couldn't take care of herself. She couldn't even go to the bathroom. Now she can do everything just like she did before.
Well,
you know why? Because she worked hard, and she taught herself all over again, just like a little baby.
Really?
Really. And if she can do it, you can do it.
Hmm.
Well, the worst thing in the world you can do is have a victim mentality and consider yourself to be a victim.
And get depressed.
And get anything. Just don't be a victim. Whatever you are, you are. Accept it. Try to make yourself better. Try to relearn whatever it is that you lost and go on about your life. Be a productive member of society. Don't become a victim. Because once you do that, as far as I'm concerned, you're worthless if you become a victim.
I understand that. Those things you mentioned, those same things happened to me. But I'm slowly getting back to normal. But the only problem is I can't read.
Well,
that's the only back that I got. You know what I mean? That's my
well,
the only one.
Stop complaining about it and sit down and go to work. It's going to be hard work, but you can teach yourself to read all over again.
Well, the question I'm asking you is, isn't there something else I can do? You know what I mean? Isn't there something else I can do?
I've already told you three times what you can do.
Okay. All right.
But I'm going to tell you again.
Yes.
This reading thing seems to be a big problem with you. Teach yourself to read. If Patricia Neal started out like a baby, no better than a baby, and taught herself everything that she had lost all over again, you can do it too. You
how
can
long
teach
did it take her?
Doesn't matter how long it took her. You can do it. Do it.
Wow.
Just do it. God let you go. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. I will not allow you to be a victim. I will not approve of victim status. If you want to call me and try to be a victim, I'm going to steer you back to real life. If you don't want to come back to real life, go away, because I don't like victims. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill Cooper?
Yes.
Listen, Bill, I want to know about the hole in the ozone.
Hole.
Why are all the holes in the ozone occurring in the southern hemisphere instead of the northern hemisphere?
There is no hole in the ozone to begin with. That's number one.
Yeah.
And number two, every time there's winter in the northern hemisphere, there is an absence of ozone above the North Pole.
Okay.
Every time there's winter in the southern hemisphere, there is an absence of ozone above the South Pole. It's a natural occurrence.
Okay?
Okay. The sun is not hitting that part of the atmosphere, and therefore there is no creation of ozone.
Well, why is it that we only hear about the holes in the southern hemisphere?
Ask the ones who are crying about it. They're the ones who are making you hear about it. I don't know why they only harp about what's happening over the South Pole.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I did a broadcast on that, folks. There is no ozone hole. There never was an ozone hole. You can't destroy ozone in the atmosphere because ozone is created faster than you could possibly destroy it. It's created by sun hitting oxygen molecules in the atmosphere. They ionize, split apart, and form with others to make ozone. And you couldn't destroy it if you wanted to, and you couldn't stop it from happening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Could you please give us the truth about the census? I understand you have told about this before. I was listening, and probably others. Could you talk about that?
Well, I don't know what you mean, the truth about this. It's in the Constitution.
No, you were talking about that this particular census has something to do with a symbol on it to connect it with Puerto Rico or something.
No, that's not what I said. I said the part where they ask you all the personal questions actually belongs to the Puerto Rican census form.
I see.
It is not a lawful form in this country. In this country, the Constitution only authorizes them to count, period.
I see.
Does not authorize them to collect names. It doesn't authorize them to count toilets. It doesn't authorize them to ask you how much money you make or anything else, period. And I'm going to tell you again what I've been telling people for years and years and years and years and years. There's a little document. It's very short. It's written in English. It's called the Constitution for the United States of America, and it's all in there.
Right. It also doesn't allow them to witness, which is what many of the census takers were doing in my area.
No, it doesn't. It tells you exactly what they can do in the Constitution.
Yeah, right.
You have a copy of the Constitution?
No, I don't.
Get one and read it. If you don't have a copy of the Constitution and you don't read it, you don't know what America is. You don't know what it's supposed to be. You don't know what the government is. You don't know what limits the government. You don't know how far they can go when they do things. You don't know when they're out of bounds. You don't know when you're in danger. You don't know what you lost when they take it away because you never knew what you had to begin with. You understand?
I do. I'm learning. Okay. I will get one.
Read
I mean
it
that.
And read it.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. See, don't I make a good daddy, folks? 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. It's Ryan, South Carolina.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm dying to ask you a question.
Well, ask it.
Okay. Before the so-called election, you had one show I caught you. It was beautiful. You were telling people, informing them that the president is not elected by the popular vote; he's elected by electors.
That's correct.
Yes. All this stuff like it's going on in Florida, wouldn't that be? I mean, a moot point. I mean, all this foolishness that's going on there with the so-called popular vote and all that.
As far as the popular vote for president, yeah, it's absolute foolishness. It's absolute bullshit. It's crap.
Right, because it's elected.
It's a deception. What they're really voting for is electors. What I want to know is how come they don't have the electors' names on the ballot so you could actually vote for the electors instead of pretending you're voting for president.
Right. So being as they don't have electors' names on there, and they have supposedly the presidential candidate, as far as those of us patriots and those of us that bother to read the Constitution and stuff, this foolishness that's going on in Florida is just a moot point for us.
No, it's not. It's a great deception that's going to lead us in a direction that we don't want to go. First place, it's going to lead to people calling for the elimination of the Electoral College.
Right.
Number two, it's going to call for the elimination of paper ballots and a paper trail. In other words, you'll go into a voting booth, there'll be a computer there, the names will come up on the screen, you'll touch the screen by the name you want to vote for, and you've voted. And after you've done that, you leave the booth, there's no way in the world anybody can tell who you really voted for. But that's what's coming.
Well, that's interesting.
And whoever controls the programming and the computers and the databases controls the election.
Okay. Because I was confused because you had so many programs here lately about, you know, all the foolishness that's in Florida and everything, and last night you seemed like you lost your mind. You were so sick of the mess and everything.
No, I didn't lose my mind. I was making a point.
You had a manic night.
Did you ever hear of satire? Did you ever hear of satire?
Yes, sir.
Last night was an hour of satire.
I know it. You had a manic night. Yes, I'm known for my satire as well, sir.
Yeah.
What
I was trying to do was let everybody know that this foolishness has gone on long enough.
Yes, it has.
And if they didn't like what they heard on last night's broadcast, if it was boring, if they get tired of listening to that music over and over and over, why aren't they raising hell to tell them to stop this nonsense and get on with it?
Right.
Now, how come nobody's raising a big hue and cry? Everybody's sitting back just letting this proceed like, you know, like it's never going to hurt them. I'm telling you right now, it's going to destroy them, because if you get rid of the Electoral College, it's one more step. It's one more step in the destruction of the Republic. It's one more step into democracy. And what did Marx and Lenin and Mao and Castro and Stalin and all those guys say?
That it was indispensable to socialism.
That's right. And the ultimate goal of socialism?
Is communism.
Absolutely correct.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm just, what I'm saying is, I know that what they're not voting for electors. It's just, it's supposed to be this fiat election for president. And I was confused why you were bringing it up, you know, why you were, it wasn't even an issue, because, you know, you'd already spent time teaching people or trying to bring their attention to.
That doesn't mean they listen to me. How many times have I told people to get a copy of the Constitution? It's very short. It's written in English. Anybody can understand it. And how many times every night when I open the phones, you hear people call that still haven't got a copy of the Constitution, haven't read it, and try to bullshit me like this one guy did tonight and try to tell me he had it when I knew damn well he'd never even seen one.
Right. Well, for the people that don't know, it's Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 2 is where to begin. Each state shall appoint in either in such manner legislative thereof many the direct number of electors equal in the whole number of senators and representatives, and it goes on.
That's right. It's really the job of the legislature of the state of Florida.
Right.
And every other state, for that matter.
It was just, I just know that it's this foolishness going on down there. I do realize it is part of the great grand plan they have, you know, their cycle of politics, all the different things they have to undermine our republic, our constitution,
and
everything. I understand that. It was just, I was wondering why you were spending so much time on it.
Because I'm a teacher. I'm a daddy.
You're very good, sir.
I got millions of children out there I got to teach. And some of them listen, and some of them don't. Some of them you have to pound it in their head, and some of them will catch on real quick.
Yes, you are a great teacher, sir, and as I said, I do believe you are the greatest living patriot.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a great compliment.
Yes, sir. You and I salute you. I tell, like I told you before, I tell everybody about you all the time.
Well, thank you.
And I salute you, sir, and if I was in Arizona, I would gladly serve in your militia, sir.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good night, sir.
You too. Be that as it may, my greatest hero is that young Chinese lad who stopped those 17 tanks in their tracks. He must have been scared to death. I just revere that young man. I hope I can meet him before I die. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, that did take some courage, that's for sure.
Took more courage than most people could ever even dream of, much less muster.
Absolutely. Incidentally, that person there that couldn't read there now, what I do is I make copies of tapes, and I've been doing it for the last 10 years. And I just make them audio and videotapes, and I show them to people. I set up at the flea market. I have a militia dummy. He's got a speaker in his crotch, and he pipes out the Constitution all day long.
From his crotch?
That's right.
If you're doing the Constitution, at least put the speaker somewhere else.
It's the only place I can hide it, though. And so I got it there, and he stands up there, and he's got my nice M14 there, and he's all decked out. He looks real nice. But, you know, you can do that. You can do the video. You can do the audio cassettes. I even made a stamp. I figured that since they're propaganda was stamping the money, I'd restamp it. And I made a stamp, and it says, resist the New World Order, and from the United Nations, fight or flight, uphold the Constitution, your inalienable right. And I stamp all my money with that. I've been doing that for years.
Yeah. Well, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Change the word inalienable to unalienable, and the reference and the authority is the Declaration of Independence.
There's thousands of bills out there. Just think that they're an error bill.
Yep.
Okay, and also I'd like to say that I'd like to ask your question: this thing that we're doing here on the election, is that a way to get? The people are grievous, and they're going to be for the next election. Do you think this may be a way for them to get a constitutional conference going, and figure out a different way?
No. If I have to march by myself with a rifle to stop them from convening a constitutional convention so they can throw the Constitution in the trash can, and if I have to be the only one on the battlefield and die doing it, I will damn sure they won't do it except over my dead body.
Well, I agree with you, Bill, wholeheartedly, and I'll be there with you, sir, but I'm just wondering if...
What they will do is Hillary Clinton, and she's already said it, and I've already told you about it, she's going to introduce an amendment to do away with the Electoral College and have the vast, unwashed, ignorant herd actually elect the president and vice president. And they'll do it on a computer.
at such a terrible deed and think of all the wonderful people we've seen serve and die in combat there at Chulai, and to see those people and to wonder what on earth could be on the people's mind nowadays that they let that red collar just fade away from our flag.
I'll tell you what it is. They don't have a mind. They're not using their mind. They're responding to stimuli and doing what they're told to do to be popular. That's what they're doing. They haven't got the slightest idea. I can go out here anywhere and ask anybody the most simple questions about this country, and they haven't got a clue.
Yes.
I asked a senior in high school one time if he knew what the Bill of Rights was, and he looked me right square in the face, dead serious, asked me if it was a laundry bill.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, like in last night's your program, I appreciate that. I was trying to get in and say to you, you know, Al Gore's going to have these ballots keep counting until he can artificially inseminate all those pregnant ballots to get them to show up the way he wants them to.
Well, if they're already pregnant, he doesn't have to artificially inseminate any. They're going to give birth.
That's right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks, we already stopped them from calling one constitutional convention. We stopped them dead in their tracks. That was a few years ago. Remember, it was called the Conference of States. Good evening. You're on the air.
Phil Cooper, Joe from Connecticut.
Hi, Joe.
Last night's show, somebody called and mentioned that Malachi Martin had stopped at one of your booths to pick up some books.
Yeah.
Do you recall what year that was in?
No, I don't even remember where it was that I was speaking, but he was there also. And,
was it several years back? Because I started corresponding.
It was a whole bunch of years back.
Pardon?
It was a whole bunch of years back.
Oh, it was really way back.
Yeah, that was right after my book first came out.
Oh.
It was either 1990, I'll tell you when it was. It was either 1991, somewhere between 1991 and 1993 is when that happened.
Okay. Well, I started corresponding with him in about 94. And I really try to turn him on to you. I sent him.
Oh, he already knew about. He already knew about me. He already knew about me. He already had my book.
And I know he spoke. He spoke favorably. And one when I sent him that Majesty 12 thing from Veritas, he spoke very highly of it. You know, one other observation I'd like to make. Okay, reading a Time magazine article
on
Al Gore in the past.
Yeah,
it said something how his daughter had gone to Washington and somebody had hooked her up with somebody who was interesting, and she married this doctor who was a Dr. Schiff. And in the article in Time magazine, they mentioned that this Dr. Schiff was the heir to the Jacob Schiff fortune, and they referred to Jacob Schiff as the turn of the century industrialist, you know. And as far as my recollections are, Jacob Schiff was supposed to have grown up in the home of the Rothschilds. He was supposed to have lived almost on the second floor.
Well, wait a minute. There's a lot of rumors floating around about this kind of stuff. You know, I could find no verification for that whatsoever.
I see.
None whatsoever. And I'm talking about the part where he grew up with the Rothschild. I can find absolutely no verification for that at all, period. He was an industrialist. He was a very wealthy man. He supported socialist causes. He and a whole bunch of other people helped finance the formation of the Soviet Union and the Bolshevik Revolution. There's no doubt about that. That's all true.
Well, in the Time magazine article, they referred that he was the heir to the fortune, so evidently he must be related. So I guess this is Al Gore's son-in-law.
Well, you don't have to go to his son-in-law. In my life, son-in-laws usually don't tell their father-in-laws what to do. To find out who controls Gore and where that family money came from and where they got their power, you go through Gore's father, through Al Gore's father, to Armand Hammer, who was a very, very wealthy Soviet agent.
I see. Okay, Bill.
And make no mistake about it, Al Gore is a dedicated Marxist, and his goal is world communism.
Okay, Bill, I just want to thank you for all that you've done to educate us all, and God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that ends another wonderful episode of the Hour of the Time. Part of it was pretty good, anyway. We'll see if we can maybe squeeze... Nope. Yep, we'll see if we can squeeze one more call in here. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Irwin from Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Irwin.
Some time ago on your program, you were talking about the Toronto Blessing.
Yeah.
And I had tried to call in, but...
You know, after that broadcast, I got tons of information. People sent me literally tons of information. A lot of it came from Canada, too.
Well, I've gone there several times, and... I have found that...
You got to speed it up because we're out of time.
Okay.
So make your point real quick.
When people enter into spiritual fornication, in other words, serving other gods beside the Lord, and in particular, when you have a situation where Apostle Paul says that a woman, he will not allow a woman to teach and to have authority over men, when people disobey this word or this command, which is Old Testament command as well, then you will have other spirits partaking.
Wait a minute. We don't allow preaching on this broadcast, and that's your opinion. Yeah.
This is factual.
No, that's your opinion. Good night. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Take a step while past. We're here for the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a powered attack. Did you got a complaint? Think of the fact.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. Demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And putting things hit the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar of right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't make this! You're surrounded by the UN in white crime, the ATF, the men in black, from the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilation. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination, biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says their health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Plan confusion.
Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah.
Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods to Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill. While your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, the five master plan. Rhodes Scholar Oration, Clinton speaks and rapes the nation. Luciferian subjugation, New World Order, Illuminati coronation,
mass media, grand omission,
orders of the quest, think they're superior, they think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little fam.
Skull and Bones, Colin Key, Knights Templar, Harvard University.
They're the Alcyon Fraternity.
Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CFR Albatross.
It's so funny. Rockefeller's Bob.
MK Ultra, ISA, from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder. It's a game.
Galileo, NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium 2000,
Dual Sun. They'll call it Lucifer.
For fun. Pyramid Giza, Hitler called it the Luciferian Millennium.
1,000 points of light.
Love of Rome, Thunderdome, I do call it Lucifer Cut. If the UN lives, y'all go bust.
Wake up, Super, to read the scoop, Mullen, Sudden, Driven, and tune in to Coop.
Come on.
Bohemian Grove, Beverly Hall, Lord Betrayer, they want it all.
Yeah, they want it